Let's talk about something that can feel both incredibly important and slightly intimidating for many leaders: having real conversations about well-being with your team members. I want to start by acknowledging something. You don't need to be perfect at this. You don't need to become a therapist overnight, and you certainly don't need to have all the answers. What you do need is genuine care and the willingness to show up authentically for your people. So let's walk through what these conversations actually sound and feel like when they're working well. Picture this scenario. You're checking in with someone on your team, and you ask them to rate their well-being on a scale of 1 to 10. They pause for a moment, and that pause is important, by the way, and then they say, "Honestly, I'm probably at about a 3 right now." Now, here's where most of us want to jump in immediately. We want to fix it, solve it, or reassure them that things will get better. But take a breath with me here. Instead, you might respond like this: "Thank you for being honest with me. I know that's not always easy to share." Notice what just happened there. You acknowledged their courage first. Then you might continue. "If you're comfortable talking about it, I'm curious what's been contributing to that number." Your voice stays calm. You're not rushing to fill the silence. You're giving them the space to decide how much they want to share. And you're showing through your tone that whatever they say will be met with respect, not judgment. Now let's try a different scenario. Someone tells you they're at a 6. You might think, "Well, that's not terrible." But here's the thing. A 6 can represent someone who's really struggling but putting on a brave face. So instead of moving on quickly, you could say, "It sounds like you're experiencing some ups and downs lately. What's been keeping you steady this week, and what's been pulling your energy down?" You're acknowledging that even the middle ground can be complex. You're not dismissing their experience just because it's not a crisis. And when someone shares that they're doing well, maybe an 8 or 9, don't just smile and move on. This is actually a golden opportunity. You might say, "That's really wonderful to hear, and I can actually see that positive energy in how you've been showing up lately. What's been working particularly well for you? I'm curious what others might learn from your approach." These conversations aren't really about the numbers at all. They're about creating a moment where someone feels genuinely seen and heard. Sometimes, the most powerful thing you can do is simply reflect back what you've heard. If someone shares that they're overwhelmed with a big project and their child has been sick, you don't need to solve either problem. You might just say, "It sounds like you're carrying quite a lot right now." That simple acknowledgement can be more meaningful than any advice you could offer. And here's something that might surprise you. The follow-up conversation later in the week is just as important as the initial check-in. When you circle back and say, "I've been thinking about our conversation on Tuesday. How have things been feeling since then?" That shows you were actually listening. It shows that their well-being matters beyond that single moment. The goal isn't to become the office counselor or to solve every problem your team members face. The goal is to create a work environment where people feel safe to be honest about how they're really doing. So give yourself permission to be imperfect at this. Show up with genuine care, listen more than you speak, and trust that your authentic presence is exactly what your team needs.